Police in Wisconsin say they hope to explain today why a man opened fire and killed seven people at a church service yesterday before shooting himself. The rampage took place at a hotel in the western Milwaukee suburb of Brookfield. Chuck Hornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
In the snow outside the Sheraton Hotel in Brookfield, Wisconsin, sits a white styrofoam cross with a red ribbon. It's just yards from where the shootings occurred during Saturday services of the Living Church of God. While police have not named a gunman, numerous witnesses say 45-year-old church member Terry Ratzman stood up and began firing a handgun. Church member Chandra Frazier told reporters last night she thought Ratzman wanted to kill everyone.
He had planned to shoot us all.
Planned to shoot you all?
Yes.
Say that?
Well, there was a mention that he had three clips.
So he reloaded
at
some point?
Yes, he stopped to reload.
Did anybody try to stop him?
There was one gentleman that told him to please stop, think about it.
After hitting 11 people with bullets, police say Ratzman then killed himself. Seven others either died at the scene or at the hospital. Four people remain hospitalized. As news of the rampage spread, a helicopter hovered overhead and police swarmed the hotel and began questioning dozens of witnesses. Waukesha County District Attorney Paul Bucher described the scene as human carnage.
Unless you've been in that type of a location, and I've been at death scenes many, many, many times, but nothing quite like this. It's just heartbreaking.
The gunman's victims include two teenage boys and five adults, including Illinois pastor Randy Gregory, who was leading yesterday's service. Hours after the incident, Amanda Moraz arrived to place flowers in a snowbank outside the hotel.
We just wanted to do as much as we could. That's what we felt. That's the easiest thing that we felt we could do, and to pay respect to everybody.
About 2 miles from the hotel is the suburb of New Berlin, where Terry Ratzman reportedly lived with his mother and sister. One neighbor describes Ratzman as a loner. Another says Ratzman gave him vegetables from his backyard greenhouse. The Living Church of God is a small but international church based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Its website touts a born-again philosophy and belief in Christ's second coming. One published report quotes a church member saying Ratzman recently lost his job and was upset with a taped sermon by the church's spiritual leader, warning to prepare physically and spiritually for the end time. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.